I'll take your holy book and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. Anybody else got anything in your heart? 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verse number 9, the Bible says, if you don't stand on to read God's Word, you can. He said, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. I want to preach this thing in just a little while on this thought. When it's time to go home. Amen? When it's time to go home. We look at this and we see that we're looking for a Savior. And we know what we believe. Amen? We're pre-tribulation rapture of Christians. We believe that the Lord is going to come and get us and take us home to be with Him. And the Bible tells us here in these writings in Paul in 1 Thessalonians in verse number 10, he said that what we're doing here, we've been saved from the idols of this world to serve the living and true God. That's our whole aspect of life now, to be to serve God, to do the things for Him that bring honor and glory to His blessed name, that lift up His mercy and His grace and deliver us into that blessed hope that we have in Christ. Not only to serve a living true God, he said, and to wait for His Son from heaven. Amen. We're in a kind of a holding mode now. We're serving the Lord, living for Jesus, lift Him up, trying to get others in while we're waiting on Him to come to get us, to take us home, to take us that place that He's gone to prepare for us. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's kind of scary. Yeah, anything that you don't really know about is kind of scary because we've never been there before. But I want to tell you, when we get over on the other shore, there'll be a lot of familiarity about it. Amen. A lot of familiarity about that sweet spirit. The Bible said a spirit will bear spirit with one another. And we'll know the Lord Jesus Christ. And He'll welcome us in. And we'll be comforted in the presence of our Savior. We'll be able to see those that's gone on before us to be gathered together again with mamas and daddies and mamas and papas over on in the portals of glory where we'll worship the Lord through the millennia just praising God and giving Him glory. Amen. I'm glad I know that, ain't you? Praise God. So we're looking at that. But listen to what He says. Whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us. Now that word delivered, that's past tense. So we've already, if you've been born again, you've already been delivered from the wrath to come. Amen? Amen? We're already delivered. You and I have already been delivered from the wrath to come. That means we don't have to go through the wrath that's going to be poured out on this world one day. Now, there's a lot of people that think that the church is going to go through that, that we have to go through that. I won't say we don't. God said we've already been delivered. You and I have already been delivered from that time of wrath. Praise God. Praise God. We don't have to partake in that. But we have to be, Brother Jeff, we have to be ready to go. We have to be expecting, looking for Him. He said, those that wait for His Son from heaven. Amen. Said, we got to be ready. We got to be waiting. We got to be expecting Him to come at any minute. Young people, old people alike, we have to be ready to go when Jesus calls us home. Amen. So the Bible's teachers here at the church must be raptured, praise God, before that tribulation period, before that time of trouble. The Bible talks about that great day of God's wrath. He speaks about it. Look over Revelation chapter 6. Let me just give you, I'll give you a few quick verses tonight. You can look at this. You can write them down if you want to. In Revelation chapter 6 and verse 17, He said, for the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand it? He's talking about when that great tribulation comes, we wouldn't be able to stand it, praise God. That's why God said that He's going to call us out of that, that we're not going to be participants in that wrath. You say, how do we know that? Because God's given us several avenues that show us, amen, that we're not going to be there. In Revelation, if you go back just a little bit, Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 10, He tells us this. Now, He's talking to the church of Adam. He's talking to the church of Philadelphia. Amen. Now, a lot of people believe that in these last days that we're living in, that we're the church of Laodicea. But I want to say the true living church is never the church of Laodicea. We're the church of Philadelphia. We're the church of brotherly love. We're the ones that's looking for Jesus and keeping His promises. Amen? We're not those that's lukewarm and cold against God, praise God. We're those that's faithful to Him, trusting Him, looking for Him, expecting Him at any minute. The ones that's getting in, praise God, praising Him because we can. Amen? And He says this to them in Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 10. He said, because thou hast kept the word of My patience. In other words, you've been faithful to the Lord. You've listened to what He had to say. I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. You say, Pastor, what is that? That's a time of tribulation. That's a time of trouble like this world has never seen. Amen. But the Bible says that He's going to take us out of that time of trouble. He's going to deliver us from that time of trouble. How do we know that? Because He gives us now an example. You remember Lot? The Bible said it was just Lot. He was justified, praise God. He had, just as if he had never sinned, but he was living down there in Sodom and Gomorrah and living there, praise at the gatekeeper. He was trying to dictate things. He was trying to control the environment. He was trying to change things. Amen. But he got caught up in it, and it sucked him in, just kind of like the world does us today. Amen? It has that effect on people. But in Genesis chapter number 19, Genesis chapter 19, let me find it here. I didn't mark it. Here it is. Amen. It's in the first book of the Bible, you know, Genesis chapter 19, in verse number 22. He's talking to Lot, talking to his family. He's trying to get them to go. He said, listen, the angels, they'd say, listen, it's time to go. Got to get you out of here. Amen. Listen to what he says. Verse 22. He said, haste thee and escape hither, thither, for I cannot do anything till thou become thither. Therefore, the name of the city is called Zoar. So he said, hey, listen. He said, Lot said, we got to get you out of here. He said, I can't bring judgment upon this place. I can't bring the wrath of God down on this place till I get you out of here. Amen. What are you saying? I said, that's a type of the rapture of the church, praise God. He said, the wrath of God's going to be poured out. But said, before it is, he said, he's going to call the church out of here to be with Him in glory. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, if you don't go by way of the grave before then, we're going to go by way of airfare, praise God, one day when Jesus comes. Amen. When He steps out with a shout and a trump, we're going to go out of here. We're going to meet Him, Lord, in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Right. Amen. Another story, praise God, another example of that is Enoch. Hey, they'd turned their back on God. They'd walked away from God. And Enoch was the first generation, began to call upon God again. He had a right and a close relationship with God. And the Bible said that he walked with God in the cool of the day, like they did it again, like it was supposed to have been from the origin, praise God, in the garden. Enoch was walking with God. And one day, Adam, God said, hey, listen, I'm just going to take you home with me. And they got to looking for old Enoch, couldn't find him nowhere. He was gone. Amen. A type of the rapture, praise God. Guess what happened right after Enoch got out of here? There was a time when God said, you know what, I've had enough, and I'm going to destroy the earth, and He sent a great big flood. Amen. So we see it in the Word of God, and we can't change the Word of God. We don't. The types of God and the examples that He gives us helps us to know, praise God, that one day in a little while, believers, God's people, are going to go out of here. And we're going to go out of here to be with Him where He is. Amen? Praise God. So we see this rapture taking place. We see this time period, praise God, and it's prior before the 7-year tribulation. Amen? What does He say is going to take place? He said we're going to be changed. We're going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of eye. Amen? And taken out of here to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with Him. Well, he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 51, he says, so, behold, I show you a mystery. He said, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. I'm glad I'm getting the new outfit, ain't you? Amen, praise God. We're going to get dressed up just right to be presented to the Lord. He said, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. He said, and this mortal must put on immortality. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He said, the dead shall be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. And for this corrupt must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So we're going to be immortal, praise God. In other words, there'll be no death, no more dying, praise God, where we're going. We're going to be put into an outfit, in a situation, praise God, to be just like our Savior. Be taken out of here to be with Him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, He tells us how. He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. And God don't want us to be ignorant. He wants us to know the truth. And it makes us free, brethren. He said, concerning them which are asleep. In other words, he's talking about them that have died in Christ. That you sorrow not, but even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. So those that's in the graveyard, those that's dead, those that's gone on, praise God, said the Lord Jesus Christ is going to bring them with Him. Amen. He said, wait a minute, preacher, I thought they was in the graveyard. No, praise God, that body's in the graveyard. Amen. The soul and the spirit's done gone on to be with the Lord where He is. Amen. Glory to God. So that's where they're at. They're with the Lord in heaven. Amen. And when the resurrection takes place, that trumpet and a shout, the dead in Christ will rise first, and those who are alive and remain. Listen to what he said. Verse number 15, he said, for this we say unto you by the word of God. He said, this is a revelation from God. He said, this ain't my thinking. I'm going to tell you, this ain't my thinking this morning. This is what God says. Amen. For this we say unto you by the word of God, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Amen. They're going to come out of there too. Right. Amen. Glory to God. Because it's time to get those glorified bodies. Praise the Lord. Said, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. So He's going to come out. He's coming out with a shout. Amen. That's a shout. That's for the church. The church today ought to have a shout. Amen. We ought to be praising and giving God glory every day for His goodness and His mercy to us. He said, there's going to be a trumpet, a voice of an angel, of an archangel. Praise God. And there's going to be a trumpet. Now that trumpet, praise God, I believe that's more for Israel than it is for us. Israel's always stirred by the trumpet. But you see the principle of this thing. He said, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Verse number 17 said, then we, which are alive and remain, in other words, we haven't died yet, we're still here living on this earth. Amen. But we're born again Christians. We love the Lord Jesus Christ. We know what He did for us on Calvary. He died for our sins. He shed His blood. Amen. For me and you. His blood was poured out for me and you. His blood was let for me and you. He died and shed that blood for me and you on the cross of Calvary. And we believe that. And He said, for those of us that's alive and remain, that's been born again, that's accepted the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be caught up together with them. Them who? Those Old Testament, those old saints of God, praise God, that's went out of here before the rapture. Before this thing takes place. When it's time for us to go home. Amen. Praise God. Those that's already gone. To caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So He said, what's happening? The rapture is going to take. There's going to be a period before the tribulation when God Almighty is going to call the church home. Praise God. He's going to have a resurrection of the bodies in the grave. Praise God. And they're going to go up to be with the Lord in heaven. And we're going to get that glorified body like unto the Lord. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't want to be in that body again. That body give me a fit. No, this will be a glorified. It don't have no aches or pains. And it'll never wear out. Amen. It'll be like that original one from God. Amen. So we see it playing out. And we see that talking about the second coming of the Lord. When it's time to go home. Now it's a prominent teaching in the Bible, the second coming. A lot of people want to disallow it and disannul it and say, well, they don't believe it's going to happen, but it's a prominent factor in the Bible. It speaks of over 300 times in the New Testament about the second coming of Christ. It speaks more about the second coming than it does the first. So it must be pretty important, amen, to have it referenced over 300 times. You can see it referenced in Matthew 24 and 30 and 31. You can see it in 1 Thessalonians 4, 14 through 17. You can see it in Revelations 1 and 7. You can see it in John chapter 14, verse number 3. You can see it in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like He went away, He's coming again. Amen. The angels predicted in Acts chapter number 1. Said, just as you see Him go away, He's coming again. How He ascended up into the clouds, praise God. And they took it up in the clouds. And they said He's coming back, praise God, the same way. So we see it playing out, praise God. His first coming was over 2,000 years ago. Amen. And He came to earth, praise God, to save man from sin. Amen. He came seeking to save the lost. To save us, basically to save us from ourselves. Amen. Our sinful self. But praise God, the second time He's coming to rule and reign. He's coming with power and great might. The first time He come as a lamb before the shear is done, praise God. But He's coming again as a lion of the tribe of Judah. Going to be a difference when He comes again. So the second time, praise God, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He's going to start out, praise God. The event that starts it is going to be the rapture of the church. Amen. It's going to set this thing in place. Four phases we see. Let me give them to you right here quickly this evening. We'll call it a night, praise God. Four phases of this, praise God. Christ comes for the believers at the rapture. Amen. He comes for the believers to call them out of this world. You say, preacher, why would He do that? Because He's made us a promise, number one, that we won't see the wrath, that we won't be partaking in the wrath that He's going to pour out on unbelievers and the wickedness of this world. But the number one reason, praise God, is greater than that. He's come that He could, the sole purpose is to get us so that we will be with Him. Amen. So that you and I can be with Him. That's what we see in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So we said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Ain't that what his high priestly prayer was over in John chapter 17? He prayed the Father, and He prayed that you and I would be with Him where He is. That's His desire. Amen. He don't only want it then, He wants it now. He wants us to be with Him where He's at, where we are. That our lives and our living, praise God, will be according to Christ Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Amen. So the first thing, praise God, the first phase of this thing is the rapture of the church. He calls us out of here to be with Him. And then the Lord pours out His judgment on this world during this 7-year tribulation period. Amen. It talks about great tribulation in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 21. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7, it talks about a time of Jacob's troubles. Amen. A time of Jacob's troubles like this world has never seen. Jeremiah 30, verse number 7. He said, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. He said, there's never been a day like this. Talking about this trouble, this tribulation that's coming on this world. He said, even the time of Jacob's troubles, when he deals with the nation of Israel, because when he come the first time, they rejected the Savior. They rejected the Messiah. And I've told you many times, they went into it with their eyes wide open. The Bible and Old Testament prophecy prophesied almost to the day and the hour when the Messiah would come. And they knew this. The Pharisees, they knew this. But they rejected the very Messiah that was promised them. Amen. The Savior that would come. But he says, it is even the time of Jacob's trouble, Israel, shall be saved out of it. See, what the church is saved from it. Amen. Praise God. So we don't have to go through it. Israel's going to be saved out of it. They're going to go through it. And Matthew says, if it wasn't for a deliverance from the Lord, that even the elect would be lost. But he said he's going to shorten the duration of the suffering. Now the days are still going to be the same, 1260 days of that great tribulation. But said God said He would remove them out of the suffering of those days, that a remnant could be spared. Amen. It's going to be ugly. But thanks be to God, I'm glad I'm not going to be there. Amen. Peter said, make your call, election sure. I made my call election sure, so I'm sure I ain't going to be in a tribulation. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go home and be with my Lord where He is. Amen. We need to be praying for the nation of Israel. Praise God. What do we pray? That they'll be saved. Amen. That they'll be saved. Brother Glaser is saying that there's thousands and thousands of young Jews, praise God, that are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. They're being saved, praise God. So they won't have to go through that awful tribulation. Amen. Praise God. They can be saved like me and you, where they can be removed from it for God's glory. Amen. So we see the judgment that's poured out on the world. And then we see Christ at the end of the 7 years. Praise God. When He comes to pour out retribution upon this world. Amen. Praise God. He comes to take those that's corrupt and those that's been desirous being the Antichrist or not, rejecting Christ. He comes to destroy the Antichrist and all of His wicked followers. Amen. Praise the Lord. He comes to take them out in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, in verse number 8. He said, then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of His mouth and shall destroy, watch this, with the brightness of His coming. Amen. He's going to destroy the wicked with the brightness of His coming. So He's coming. He's coming again. He's coming back. Amen. And He's coming back to this earth. You say, a lot of people say, well, preacher, He ain't coming back this earth. Why would the Lord want to come back here? Because, praise God, to finish what He started the first time. Remember again an example when he was in the tomb, and when He come out and He folded up those linen clothes that He's wrapped about, but He folded up that napkin and He put it where His face had been, and it was a sign to Peter and the others that He has to go away, but He's coming back. Amen. He's saying that He's not finished. Amen. He's still got a work to finish because He's still got to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's still got to sit on the throne of His father David. Amen. That was promised. It wasn't a spiritual throne. That was a real literal throne. Amen. And He's going to sit on that throne and rule and reign from that throne in Jerusalem, the center of the earth. Amen. Have you ever took a map of the earth and like a globe and laid it out flat? You'll try that sometime. Take it and lay it out flat. Circumspect so you can see the whole thing. And you got the United States, you got the other country, and guess what's right slapped out in the middle of all of them? Jerusalem. It's like the center of the earth. Amen. Praise God. And it's from Jerusalem, praise God, that the Lord is going to rule and reign one day. Praise God, even for His glory. Look over at Revelation chapter number 19. Revelation chapter 19. He talks about this. He speaks of that one day in a little while. Praise God. After the tribulation, He speaks of Revelation chapter 9, Revelation chapter 19, verse number 11. He's talking about the coming of Lord Jesus Christ in His glory and His splendor. And as I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. Amen. Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Who is that? Who are those people? It's us. So how do you know? Because if you go back over in Revelation chapter 19, verse number 8, he said, and for her, talking about the church, the marriage of the Lamb, praise God, has come. Verse number 7, he says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lord is coming. His wife hath made herself ready. Who is his wife? The church. It's me and you. It's born again believers. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. Now listen to this. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. So who's coming back with the Lord? We are. The church. He said, well, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, there's a lot of people that don't believe the Bible. Amen. They're called unbelievers. But I tell you, this is what God says. That we're coming back. Amen. He said, follow him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. That's the wardrobe of righteousness and the righteous. He said, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, shall rule them with the rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of his wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written. Now before there was a name that they didn't know. But he said, now there's a name written. And he said, that name that's written is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glory, glory, glory. What a blessing. Hallelujah. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming with power and great might. Amen. He's coming to deliver, praise God, the earth out of the hands and the clutches of wickedness and the powers of the Antichrist. Amen. You say, what's he going to do then? He's going to set up his millennial kingdom. That he's going to rule and reign for 1,000 years. You said, does it literally mean 1,000 years? That's what he says. 1,000 years that he will rule and reign, praise God, in his magnificence. Praise the Lord. He said, blessed, he said in chapter 20, verse number 5. He said, but the rest of the dead live not until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Amen? So we're going to reign with priest and we're going to be priest. We're going to be priest and of God and of Christ and reign for 1,000 years. That's what he says. That's a millennia. Amen? 1,000, praise God, is prophesied. Amen. It's prophesied so often in the Word of God. He was told it, praise God, so that we could believe it. He said that we would rule and reign with him. In Revelation chapter, if you go back to Revelation chapter 20, verse number 4, look what he says. And I saw thrones, they set upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the Word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Amen? Praise God. Those that would come through the tribulation, that God had died, were martyrs for Christ, and died during tribulation, praise God, they're going to rule and reign with him as well for 1,000 years. Amen? Glory. Praise his name. So we see him as God plays it out before us. Praise God. If you go back to Revelation chapter number 12, back number 12, verse number 5, he talks about the nation Israel. He talks about Israel. She said, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Now, we're talking about the nation of Israel. We're talking about baby Jesus. Amen? That was the child that was born. Born. Amen. He shall rule all nations with a rod of iron. And then they said when Jesus grew up, it said, and her child was called up unto God and to his throne. That's where Jesus is now. Amen. Has he ruled and reigned yet? No. But he will. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because God said so, and if God said so, it will come to pass. One day Jesus Christ will rule and reign. And it's not just in the hearts and minds of these people, praise God. It's going to be on this earth that we live on. Amen. Because that was the promise that God made. He said he was going to give a Savior to the nation of Israel. Praise God. And said he said in verse number 6 of Revelation 12, he said, the woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared for her. Talking about after tribulation. That's at 1260 days, that great tribulation. So God's going to deliver. God's going to have a place where He'll hide the little nation of Israel for a while from the wrath to come. From that man of sin, the Antichrist. And from those that would hate and despise the nation of Israel. Amen. The nation of Israel, praise God. God will, they've been reborn. A lot of people don't not like the nation of Israel. We need to love and support the Israeli people. Amen. God said, I'll bless those that'll bless them and I'll curse those that curse them. We need to be blessing them. Amen. We need to be blessed. You ought to go get you an Israeli flag on October the 10th when they were so awfully destroyed by those wicked people when over 1,200 of them were murdered. Need to stick an Israeli flag up beside your American flag and show your sovereignty with that nation of Israel. Amen. Bless them, praise God, so that we could be blessed. Amen. But it's prophesied. When it's time to go home, praise God, I'm glad we know. God has a plan and a purpose and we're a part of it. Amen. God ain't gonna leave you all sitting on the sidelines. God's gonna allow us to be participants. That's why He needs us to work and train now to be participants now so we can be participants then. Amen. God don't call us into His army, praise God, to just sit on the bench. God calls us into His army, praise God, to go into battle. Amen. To put on that outfit of righteousness and to go about to battle. Amen. To get into it, praise God, and allow God to begin to bless us and use us even for His glory. Amen. So when it's time to go home, amen. When it's time to go home, when the rapture takes place, or when we go out by attrition, amen, when the bodies wear out, whichever comes first, that we'll be ready when it's time to go home. Amen. Are you ready today? If Jesus was to come today, are you ready? Amen. Where would you spend eternity? We need to ask ourselves that. Where would you spend eternity? Would you spend it in heaven with Jesus or in the regions of the damned screaming in the flames? Amen. That's a question that we all need to ask ourselves. We need to know that we know, praise God, that we've made our call election sure that we're ready to go when that call goes out. Amen. We need to go. We need to know where we're going. Amen. I know where I'm going. How about you? You know where you'd spend eternity tonight? You say, well, I hope I'd... People tell me all the time, well, I hope I'd go to heaven. Amen. Praise God, you need to know that you'll go to heaven. Need to believe on Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, and soul, strength. Believe that He died for you and He rose again. Praise God. You've asked Him to come and to forgive you your old wicked sin and sinfulness, to help you to do better and let Him. Amen. Praise God. In His righteousness, not ours. And be ready to go home when the time comes. We need to be ready. Amen. We need to be looking. Because the writer, Paul in 1 Thessalonians, he gave us some instructions here. Amen. He said, turn to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus. That's who it was. Amen. A lot of times we leave that out. A lot of times our modern songs and stuff, we just begin to worship and praise something. Amen. And we don't even know what it is. We got to be real careful when we get the praise and worship and we start just praising and worshiping something. Amen. We better ad-lib and put in there who we're praising, we're worshiping. And we're worshiping God. We're worshiping the Son, praise God. The Son of God. Not the sun in the sky, but the S-O-N. Amen. We're lifting Him up and praising Him. And that people know who we're praising. That we're looking, praise God. And we're doing it because of that deliverance that we have. He said, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Because that, hey, the sole reason for magnifying God and for serving Him is because He has delivered us from the wrath to come. So we don't have to participate in that. Amen. We get to sidestep that. We get to go out before that to be with in the presence of our Lord forever. What an exciting time that's going to be. But you know, there's a lot of our people that will be left behind. A lot of our people will have to go through that. And it's a time of trouble that this world has never seen. Amen. We've never seen during the Jewish Holocaust and all the other things that's happened during 9/11, all the travesties, the World War I, World War II, amen, the storming of Normandy when we lost thousands of men is nothing compared to what it'll be like to go through that awful time of trouble. But praise God, when it's time to go home, as a child of God, a born-again believer, praise God, God's going to come get His bride. He's going to come get the church and He's going to call us out of here to be with Him. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be the Lord. And so shall, what does that mean? He said, so shall we be with Him where He's at. Amen. Where that trouble, that sorrow, all that heart will not come nowhere near us. Because everywhere that Jesus went when He was here, when He walked on this earth, praise God, He was alleviating the pain and the sorrow and the sickness and the dying and the death. Amen. It couldn't be around Him. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. Ain't you? Yep. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. God delivers us. And praise God. And gets us together when it's time to go home. Amen. We'll have that knowledge and a wisdom, praise God, and the wherewithal that we'll be ready. And we'll be waiting, like Paul says, to wait for His Son from heaven. That's what we're doing today. Amen. As children of God, meeting together, praising, worshiping God, waiting for His Son from heaven. Praise the Lord. Come get us and take us home to that place that He's going to prepare for us. Boy, what a glorious place that's going to be. What a day that's going to be. And we need to be ready for that day. Amen.